Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and this is another edition of the On the Mat Report here on barnburner.ca. We're going to have two editions of the On the Mat Wrestling Show. First one, we're going to preview NXT War Games, and then we're going to preview the Survivor Series. NXT War Games, the first time in 20 years they're saying that they're going to have War Games. Rory Mitchell, Steve Kearney on with me. Are you guys excited for War Games? Let's start off with Rory. Are you excited?
I'm excited just for the War Games match itself, because I think that's going to be a real interesting component coming to the WWE, which is originally at WCW.
Yeah, and there's a lot of issues with that, Steve. There's a lot of issues. Goldust or Cody Rhodes have taken issue that, you know, this was a concept by their father, their American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. When he was alive, he tried to push it, and WWE did not want to hear it. Now that he has passed away, they're using it. Do you think that's sort of an issue that goes away, or are they happy with that?
Well, I think that if Dustin Rhodes had a problem with it, he would not have lent his likeness to the promotion of this card. I mean, if you look at the promotions and the vignettes that were used leading up to this card, Dustin Rhodes was in a lot of them saying about, you know, if my father was around, he would be so proud that they're using, you know, his aspect of, you know, a match that he created in War Games, and building a card around it in NXT, which was his baby. Let's not beat around the bush. The Dream spent a lot of time in Orlando working with these kids, developing characters, working on their promos, and to have them use this in NXT, which, you know, the Dream was such a huge part of, I think that it's the right place to use it. I mean, I know that that Dusty pushed for it a lot, especially in his the last couple of years that he was down with NXT. They didn't have the talent though in the last couple of years that the Dream was there. The way that that NXT has bloomed over the last, say, 24 months with, you know, bringing in Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, and Nakamura, and Bobby Roode, and now this next group with the Undisputed Era, I think that now there's finally enough talent to warrant a War Games match, and I think this is going to be great.
All right, so let's get to the NXT card on the pre-show or dark match, and this shouldn't be a dark match because this match is going to be very good. Johnny Gargano taking on the WWE UK title. Steve, what's going on? Shouldn't this be on the main card? Shouldn't it be this cool main event? Because Johnny Gargano, Mr. Wrestling himself, against Pete Dunne, and we saw Pete Dunne, what he did to Enzo Amore, good friend of Rory Littleton. But anyways, what's going on with this? I think this shouldn't be on the pre-show or a dark match. I think it should be on the card, correct?
Well, I think that this would be on the card if they had a UK show that was on and running, but because there's no UK show, it's kind of like, hey, we're just going to keep dipping our toes into things with the UK guys. And Pete Dunne, watching him beat up Enzo Amore a couple of weeks ago on Monday Night Raw was great. But I think that this is going to be I don't think you're going to see a title change. They're not going to take the title off of Pete Dunne, because I still think that the powers that be in Stanford are holding out hope that they can get a UK show going, and they want a UK guy with the title on him. And so I think Pete Dunne ends up going over in this one, and Gargano ends up being the kind of guy that is willing to help these young guys, because Dunn's only 23, and despite his experience, he's still very young in this business, and Gargano is a great guy to help him get a foothold in with some of these wrestling fans that may not have seen the UK tournament and may not know what he's all about.
All right, Rory, what do you think?
Well, I'll judge this reaction from the group chat, because I have a wrestling group chat that I operate with on the iPhone there, a couple of my ex-coworkers, and when this match got announced, everybody in the group chat went crazy, and I was like, oh, brother, here we go. Like you just said, Joe, this match should not be on the pre-show. From what I know of Pete Dunne and Johnny Gargano, these are excellent, excellent, skilled, high-flyer technician wrestlers, and I'm just waiting to see what this match is going to bring, and I think that, you know, NXT and this being a dark match, it might have to eat some crow, because a lot of people are probably going to put this in a nomination of potential match of the year, and I know we keep saying that with a lot of these different matches, but this is going to be up there for match of the year as a dark match.
All right, now let's get to main card, Cassius Ohno versus Lars Sullivan. Let's start off with you, Rory. And first of all, Cassius Ohno starting to call himself KO number two. Enough with this. Call him Chris Hero, and that's it.
I'm just going to go with the most logical pick. I'm going to say Cassius Ohno, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
All right, Steve?
Yeah, I'm going to go the other way. I think that they really want to try and push the kid, the young, inexperienced Sullivan. He's got the look that they're looking for one of these new monster heels. And so as much as I like Cassius Ohno / Chris Hero, I think that that they end up getting – Lars Sullivan to get the win in this one.
You are correct. The next match, I'm not even going to talk about. Aleister Black versus The Dream. Does this even warrant even wasting 2 minutes on? Because Aleister Black, they're calling him for the next title shot and everything like that. Right, Steve? Aleister Black's going to go over in this one, right?
Yeah, the first time I've seen Aleister Black in other organizations, and I was curious to see how WWE would change, make him change his moveset and whatnot. And I was pleased that for the most part, they've taken the tough image of Tommy End and been able to refine it into this Aleister Black character. I really like it. I was not a huge fan of the Velveteen Dream character for Patrick Clark, and I think it's hilarious that in one of the first promos that Aleister Black did on a mic, he called him Patrick. I couldn't believe that. And, it's like that's how to bury a guy right there. So. I think that, they're very high on Tommy End / Aleister Black, and I think that that this one ends up being another squash, unfortunately.
Rory, quickly, what do you think? Aleister Black all the way?
You got to go Aleister Black. You got to fast-track this, dude. I've said this. A monumental match would be Aleister Black against the Demon Finn Balor, and we need to see that next year sometime. Hopefully we get to see it.
All right. Now, Rory, you're a trainer. You got an ab contest between Johnny Gargano and Shawn Michaels, but who cares about that? Let's have an ab contest between me and Steve. Who wins? All right. No, I'm not even touching that one. Steve, I'm sorry. All right. Fatal four-way for the vacant NXT Ladies' Title. Nikki Cross, Rory, you start us off.
I want to say the logical pick of Ember Moon. I really do. But I'm going to go on a limb and say Peyton Royce alongside Billy Kay. She's going to pick up the title.
All right, Steve?
Yeah, I was hoping that Rory wasn't going to go out on a limb, because this is exactly where I was going with this. You have You know, two really, really hot babyface wrestlers in Kairi Sane and Ember Moon. Nikki Cross has kind of moved away from the whole, you know, the Sanity group with different music. And I think that most people would like to see Nikki Cross as a, you know, going up that way as well. I think she could be kind of like a tweener. But for God's sakes, you got to have someone who can bring the heat with the title on them if you're going to go old school. And that's why I like Peyton Royce as coming out of this with some sneaky finish. Billy Kay getting involved as well. And I'd love to see Peyton Royce with that NXT title on her shoulder leaving Houston.
Now, I'm gonna spoil a surprise here, okay, for the Survivor Series. As you know, Charlotte won the ladies' title, so there's a vacant spot on the blue brand for the ladies. There are rumors going around right now that it's either going to be Paige, Nikki Bella, or the winner of this match. What do you think, if it's Peyton Royce, if it's Nikki Cross, if it's whoever else, what do you think of them joining the blue brand right away after NXT, maybe for one night? Steve, what do you say?
Yeah, I think it makes sense if it's Ember Moon or Nikki Cross. I don't think Peyton Royce is ready. As much as I love Peyton Royce, and I think that she's going to be great when she makes the main roster, I don't think she's ready yet. And of course, Kairi Sane, I think would be a cool thing to see. But you know, she's so small. I don't think people realize just how small Kairi Sane is, especially with some of those other girls that are going to be in this match. Alicia Fox, who is a gigantic woman, like just how tall she is, how big Nia Jax is. I don't think you could see Kairi Sane going up against either of them. And then, of course, you know, Sasha Banks may be similar in size to Kairi Sane, maybe a little bigger, but with so much more experience at that level. I think that Ember Moon, Nikki Cross, okay. Peyton Royce, Kairi Sane, no.
Okay, Rory?
This kind of shakes up my pick a little bit. Like Steve had said, I don't think Peyton Royce is ready unless she's just going over just for her glamour shot, you know, on the main stage. Now, I don't want to backtrack, but I would like to see Ember Moon get this shot, get this opportunity. The only reason why is I just want to see that finisher on the big stage, right? Because I think the fans are going to pop in such a way it's not even going to be funny, you know? And especially if she can pick up the major win for the blue brand, that's going to come down to be the
yeah, and she's from Texas, so
she's from Houston. That's right.
Yeah, is she from Houston or she's from or is she from Dallas?
She was born in Dallas but lives in Houston now. So she
yeah,
was trained
and,
by.
And
Booker
I know.
T.
I remember she wrestled for. She worked for Booker T's Reality of Wrestling promotion before she came to NXT, so it would make sense if it's Ember Moon that gets that final spot, but you
all
never
right,
know.
Now we go to the NXT World Title match, Cian Almas versus Drew McIntyre. Steve, start us off.
Yeah, this is going to be this is a matchup. I think a lot of people are going to almost forgotten about because of the whole. So the War Games match, which is going to be the main event, and I can't remember the last time that the NXT Championship, when it was on a card, was not the main event. To have it, you got to go all the way back to NXT TakeOver Respect, the Iron Woman match between Sasha Banks and Bayley, the rematch would probably be the last time that I can remember that with the NXT men's championship being on the card and not being the main event. I think that this is a really fantastic matchup. I've been a fan of Cian Almas for a long, long time, going back all the way to his time in Mexico when he was still wearing a mask. and running Los Ingobernables. And then Drew McIntyre has really, really come on as, you know, they say, you know, with that there's no second act. Well, I think Drew McIntyre has had a fantastic second act. I still think that you go a little further with this. You can still probably take this to the NXT TakeOver that's going to go on the night before the Royal Rumble. And I think that Drew McIntyre ends up retaining here.
All right, Rory, are you going to be watching that match, or are you going to be watching the Cien Almas valet?
You're funny.
Because I'm watching that valet because I'm speaking Spanish, sir.
I'm gonna agree to disagree here. Drew McIntyre second time through, right? No second act, like you just said. My biggest thing here is Drew McIntyre is so loved by Vince McMahon. He's a Vince McMahon guy. So let's put this into the universe. One thing I'll say is Drew McIntyre is the most logical pick to win. This is where you can basically see second time through, maybe we fast track you a little bit. You pick up the titles to establish the career that we want you to have, the push that you can have, and let's push you to the main card. So that is why I'm going to go with Almas to win this title.
Go home, Rory. Go home. There's no way he's going to win the title.
I'm putting it out there.
You start putting it out there. I'll put you in the War Games match next. Stop putting it out there. There's no way it's going to happen. By the way, you're listening to On the Mat Wrestling Show here on BarnBurner.ca with Steve Carney of WDA Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida, Rory Mitchell, the Mitchell Report Unleashed. Now we get to the main event. The first time in 20 years, the era, Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, Authors of Pain, and Roderick Strong, NXT Tag Team Champion Sanity. Now, I expect a turn here. I expect that Roderick Strong turns and joins the Undisputed Era. First, we'll start off with Rory. Hopefully, you got a better taste than your last one. I'll give you a second chance like Drew McIntyre. Go ahead.
Yes, but to go back to the Drew McIntyre situation real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
If he has to fight Aleister Black, hear me out, though. If he has to fight Aleister Black, who's the heel and who's the face?
Who cares? I'm telling you to pick War Games now.
I'm going to pick War Games. So this is what I'm going to say. You have to go with the Undisputed Era. You have to go with Adam Cole, a.k.a. Shawn Michaels 2.0, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly. And the only reason why I say this is because, yes, you're probably going to see this turn by Roderick Strong, but also at the same time, when you look at it in a way that I'm seeing it, I'd like to see the Authors of Pain get the upset here because I don't think they are really – their time is being done now in NXT, and I think it's time for them to get to the main card, right? I think it's time to really prove themselves. So to pick up a big win and then make that jump would be a little bit more believable because, you still have a lot of hype and a lot of intrigue with the Undisputed Era and with the Sanity, you know what I mean? Those guys can still carry – the NXT brand. So I would like to see kind of a little shift here with the Authors of Pain picking up the win, but it's going to be Undisputed Era.
Hold on, before I get to Steve, any other comments that you want to make about the Drew McIntyre match? I thought so. Okay, Steve, go ahead.
Well, I was just glad to see, Rory got you so hot that you almost called this segment the wrong segment name.
Yeah, that's right. I want to make him pass out. He was the judge of my app contest with you, and he picked me to win. But look, it got him confused.
Hey,
look at my abs, Rory.
Hey,
come on.
Don't get hot, Joe. Don't get hot.
I'm fired up.
So anyway, I'm really excited for this matchup. I like the thought of Roderick Strong double-crossing the Authors of Pain and joining Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. Hey, anybody who can wrestle under the name Jerk Jackson, as Bobby Fish once did, you got to like a guy like that. and he's from upstate New York, which makes him even better in my book.
That's right.
But I really am interested to see, even if there was, how cool would it have been if the authors of Pain get double-crossed by Roderick Strong and still go on to defeat both Sanity and the Undisputed Era with Roderick Strong. 2-on, basically 4, because I'm sure Nikki Cross is going to get involved at some point in the War Games match as well, which is why I don't think she ends up winning the women's match. I think she ends up involving herself in War Games as well. So now you've got 2-on, 4-on, 4, and if they were to come out, how strong would their push be in the main card? Hey, when they come out on either Raw or SmackDown on Monday or Tuesday night with Paul Ellering talking about how they just destroyed 2 4-man teams in War Games, how big of a push are they going to get going towards WrestleMania? That could be real interesting.
By the way, just a side note, I'm spoiling this here. Paul Ellering has been called in Tuesday during SmackDown to sign a main roster deal. So there, Rory said the Authors of Pain going to probably be pushed into main, or Steve said it also, main card. That gives further proof. And I think because the Bludgeon Brothers are going to debut next week on SmackDown, I think the Authors of Pain will go to Raw. It should be interesting to see, will they get a main event push right away, Authors of Pain against the Bar? Should be interesting to see that. Any other comments that you want to do about NXT War Games first? I'll leave it up to you, Rory, Mitchell Report Unleashed. And I know you still want to say about Drew McIntyre, so go ahead. You got 5 seconds. King Kong Bundy, 5 seconds.
No. So I'll joke aside. The only thing that I want to see happen is let's do the right thing. And, you know, I want to go back and focus on the women's fatal four-way match. I did say Peyton Royce, but I think it's Ember Moon's time.
Enough of you. That's Rory Mitchell, check him out, RGN, whatever. All right, Steve, now, any last comments?
I think that we're going to have to change Rory's nickname to La Chacleta because he's flip-flop.
Yes, Steve, I love it.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm sure that Zelina Vega would love that, too.
No, that girl's mine, man. Come on, I'm showing her my ass. I'm speaking Spanish. Oh, yeah, come on. Oh, no, never mind. Let's go. Steve, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
You can follow me on Twitter, at Steve Carney, StevCarney. I know it's very original. You can check me out weekdays from 3 to 6 on 620 WDAE in Tampa with my friend Steve Dumick. If you're not in the Tampa Bay area, you can always listen to the show live or on demand on iHeartRadio.
All right. Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed. First of all, you're going to buy the gold jacket for the Hall of Famer, yeah, Steve Carney. And go ahead, give him your way of contacting you. Come on, quickly. What are you waiting for? Don't flip that.
Rory EGN is on Twitter. We talk everything all sports, wrestling, and I am opening up the floodgates that I'm going to book this right now, that Alamis is going to beat Drew McIntyre. Do not at me, Joe.
What is wrong with this guy? You know, Steve, what is wrong with this guy? Tell me. You've been doing shows with him long way back, maybe 2 weeks. What's wrong with this guy?
You know, he is what we like to call a contrarian booker. That's okay.
All right.
Hey, and sometimes you need that. You need that for showbiz. You have to have people that are going to go against the grain, Joe, and see it. I love it, though.
You go against
the grain. But when it happens.
Yeah, okay, that explains why. Now we know the explanation. Steve, you heard that, right? Now we know the explanation. He's going against the grain. He's still picking the New York Giants to make the playoffs. That's why.
I never said that. Wait,
well, that's what you said. You're going against the grain.
That shit is already done and failed. I'm an Odell Beckham fan for like the
All right, enough. We'll talk about NFL on the Blitz. Thanks a lot, guys.
You got it, Joe.